Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stalsus. I'll be sharing with you this week. And I'd like to take a quick look at Matthew chapter 6 on the Lord's Prayer. We'll break in at verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which is in secret, shall reward thee openly. Someone once told me that in the prayer closet, there are no hypocrites. Verse 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Repetitions just means to repeat the same thing over and over. It can be a prayer, maybe, that there is no life behind it. It is just a repetitious prayer that you just use. And it's saying, do not use that. Verse 8, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. In the very end there, the last paragraph, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask them, is a very interesting statement. It reminds me of the Spirit of God has been poured out already. But he's waiting till we empty ourselves and claim the promises of being filled with the Spirit. Verse 9, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. The Lord Jesus starts out with a very interesting, he says, our Father, which art in heaven. That is a very uncommon way to start a prayer, especially in the Old Testament. You did not, I don't know of anywhere in the Old Testament where someone prayed and he used our Father. It is completely uncommon in the Old Testament from what I'm aware of. And the reason for that is a person must be born of God to become a son of God. Then God becomes a redemptive Father. He is the self-existent God. God is all in all. He is the beginning. He is the end. And when I say he is the self-existent God, I cannot explain that. Because everything that I can touch and see has been made by man. Or maybe it's trees. It comes from seed. We can explain that. There's scientific reasons behind that we can explain where everything comes from. But when we look at our Father, which art in heaven, we are coming before someone that always was and always will be, that was self-existent. How do you explain something that always existed, that even the most, if I try to grapple for words, I would say created himself, but that's a false statement because he always was. God is the beginning. He is the end. He is our all in all. I just thank the Lord Jesus Christ that today we can call him our Father. But still, he abides in the heavens. But still, he is in our heart. That is our Father. And when we pray and we say, our Father, which art in heaven, we are recognizing that he is our Father. He is our all in all. Just as physical fathers provide many benefits, so our Heavenly Father also provides a number of spiritual benefits. He is our God. He is our all in all. So today, as you approach your day, come before the Lord and recognize He is our Father. And how is He our Father? Well, He's a Father that has created the heavens. He is the Father of the universe. But even more personally, He's our Father because through Jesus Christ, we have been redeemed, and we can now call Him our Father. Lord bless you, and may you prosper in the Lord today.